All right, you brave ones have made it through to the final segment 5 of Program 11 of The Bigger Picture. I'm Marshall Wood, your host for The Bigger Picture, America's history, past, present, and future, written in black and white. And I've just made the point that there's no other choice but for anyone who wishes to resurrect this country must focus on Donald Trump as a standard bearer. Now, let me make one little comment to the aside here before I make a statement about the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds. The fact that I don't have a website or haven't in the past has been a limitation, but my number 3 son, who is good at those things, a pastor up in Nashville, has rebuilt, we're beginning to rebuild my old site, The Christian Everyday Joe. And so if you would like to begin to understand the fabric of where we're going and what we're trying to do with WCGA, which has now been this past The Christian Everyday Joe and the Crossover Jacksonville values and mores have been incorporated into what we're doing with WCGA. Go to the following website. Understanding it's not finished yet, but it will be there, and you can hear every program that I've done since the 1st of April on there very soon. Go to TCEJ.org. TCEJ.org. That's the Christian Everyday Joe.org, but you just use the initials TCEJ.org, and you'll see what we're doing. And I encourage you to watch some videos that I have on there. We're having a little bit of problem with the Vimeo, you know, getting it started, whatever. But if you work with it, you'll get it. And there's some stuff on there you need to see. It talks about the targets of the Democrats and how they want to destroy the oil industry and the petrochemical industry, and some potential sources of God's judgment here in the future. Along the Mississippi River with the New Madrid Fault. So I hope you go there and take a look at it. And I remind you, if you want a copy of my book, see Wes. But let me revert back to my Air Force days for a moment to make a stunning point, okay? And I use this example very carefully. One of the things that I learned as a student pilot and taught when I was instructor pilot when you're in formation flying is you concentrate on lead. You don't lose sight of lead ever. And when we were tucked in tight, position 2, 3, or 4, we're always wingtip and a star, trying to, you know, milk the throttles and the stick to stay in perfect formation. So you lock on to lead, and it's lead's responsibility to clear and be the eyes for the rest of the flight. Well, a number of years ago, the Thunderbirds were practicing in their practice area because they have to practice a lot to be as good as they are. Those are one of my young lieutenants when I was instructor at Laughlin went on to fly slot with the Thunderbirds, and he was one of the finest young pilots I ever flew with. I was afraid to fly with him because he was so good it made me look bad, which some people would say, well, it wouldn't be too hard. But hear this story. The Thunderbirds were practicing, and they were doing an over-the-top, doing a loop maneuver. And lead pulled up on airspeed, on altitude, and he pulled a little bit tight. Six airplanes tucked in, the other 5 wingmen tucked in, and they followed lead over the top, and the ground began rushing up. Tragically, because all 5 of the wingmen were locked onto lead who made a mistake, they hit the ground in a bad attitude and a lot of flames and noise, and everybody died. It was a terrible training accident. But they died because they were doing what they were trained to do. They were locked onto lead, and he was the one that was supposed to clear for them. So if he made an error, not one but all perished. Well, that's tragic. That's unfortunate. There could be some other moral to it, but here's the moral that I take away, and it applies to me, and hope that it applies to you. Our circumstance in America today is so dire that we must decide who or whom is our lead and whom we're going to follow? Well, for Christians, it's the Lord Jesus Christ, obviously. And I'm not trying to say anything different. But God has given us a man, the point of the spear, who represents what we have believed, that those things that have made America great. So, we cannot afford, when some others around us will, of necessity, begin to soften on their allegiance to Trump. Many men who became wealthy and famous because of Donald Trump's endorsement and association with him, when these begin to back away, as they as they already are, they're not massive, but they're some, we need to be aware that our welfare is uniquely tied to Donald Trump by divine decree. I believe that. I know you'll argue with me, but I believe that, and I believe I can defend it. So we have to lock on to Donald Trump like the wingman in the Thunderbirds locked on lead as he began to pull over the top. Donald Trump may have an errant vision. Donald Trump may lead us to destruction. I don't think he will. We have no other choice than to lock on to lead, and we need to tuck in tight and follow him. And if we hit the ground, we hit the ground, because guess what, folks? We're about to hit the ground anyway as a nation. I assure you that we are in dire circumstances. We must lock into Donald Trump as lead and take whatever comes, because he is our best and only chance apart from Father God. I hope to see you, Program 12. God bless you in the meantime. So long.